to pop up there, so you'll have it after 8 o'clock. This segment will be brought to you by BetMGM. Mr. Scott.
Download the app, deposit some money, and actually
win some money, baby.
It was a good weekend. I sent you my little screenshots when I did. But it's easy. It's easy to go in. You can, whether it's the money line, the over under, or just betting the line, if you will, the parlays you can put together. It's fun. It's easy. I watched, and I know there's a lot of people that watch this Super Bowl, you know, ratings are up, but I think there may have been something about how many sporting apps or sporting betting apps are on phones that people really watched everything going on.
Yeah,
but
I agree with that one.
With everything, with the sporting apps, you bet responsibly and only bet what you can afford to lose.
BetMGM. There you go.
And then
proud.
You have a really good weekend. And you
a proud sponsor of.
And do well.
The drive.
Speaking of, you know, our Twitter handles you just threw out there.
What did I miss?
I put it out there and said, it was a picture of Dr. Dre. If you really enjoyed this halftime show, you need to go schedule your colonoscopy.
Exactly. That was awesome.
That was everywhere. I love that.
It is perfect. Hey, and I am early detection is key.
Yes.
Remember
yes,
that. Trust me. It is key.
April 15th means two things to me this year, Gary. Taxes and my scheduled appointment.
There you go. All right. What else do we have today? Well, this was...
Are you avoiding talking about Iowa State or do you have a certain time?
No, I'm avoiding it for a while. I'm not ready yet. They were talking a little bit this weekend. Brooks Koepka was leading a tournament and it would have been back-to-back wins for Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
And like so they went through the back-to-back win stuff. And this is when golfing gets so crazy. So Brooks Koepka and 8 other players have won a certain tournament, it doesn't matter, just a tournament,
right?
2 times in a row. There's 8 of them that have done that. Phil Mickelson has done it 5 times. And then there's one other person of this grouping, and it's Tiger.
Sure.
Shoot me a number, what you think, how many times Tiger's done it in his career?
Back-to-back?
Back-to-back.
Phil's done it 5.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger's done it 13 times.
23.
Oh.
That's doing that alone... That's 46 wins.
Yeah.
If my math is right. There's a lot of these guys will never even sniff 46 wins.
Or the 5 back to back, that'd be 10 as Phil got. So, but no, it's
crazy though. Those numbers that are
and
out
they
there.
And they have to consider them a certain level. They're not but it's a major tournament.
No. It's just, a sponsored tournament that
right,
they're all
exactly.
playing. I mean, none of those guys play in lower level.
Got my email for the John Deere Classic.
Really?
We went to one day last year, and
I went like four years ago.
Well, one of my vendors gave us on the 18th. We were in the pavilion on the 18th green, and we were like, yeah, this is so. We're gonna go to that again one day, but we're gonna get normal people tickets for the other 2 days, it sounds
yeah,
like
it is. It is fun when we had that
beautiful place
when we had that stuff, the Senior Open and had all that here.
Yep,
that was fun. I mean, it was fun to go out there and watch that. In some of the craziest news that I've heard, within the next 3 weeks, I think that's when all these football teams have to start getting in salary cap, get out of salary cap purgatory. It's not far away. The Indianapolis Colts said they're either going to trade Carson Wentz or they're going to cut him. That's crazy. They gave up four first round draft picks to get him.
Yeah.
And they're ready to punt. That's with nothing, with no backup.
You can go down the stats and see how many busts there are in first round, and it's the third and fourth are your mainstays.
Yeah, it's true, but that's still a lot to cut ties. So quickly, I want to talk about Tyrese Haliburton a little bit, but I'm not going to do it today. Kevin O'Connell from the Rams, the offensive coordinator for the Rams, is going to take the Vikings job. They're going to announce it on Thursday. I think people were waiting because Sean McVay has made it known that he's not coaching into his 60s. there was concern that he may not be coaching into his 37th year of existence. Right. He has a family, and you know, he doesn't see them. And speaking, I have to do this right now. Speaking of family, we had a birth in our Steen on Sports family, radio family.
Oh, you're talking Maddie Nelson.
Maddie Nelson had a baby girl.
Well, his wife did. I mean, he was there. He was there.
If I know Maddie, man, he was right. Okay. He has Margaret. We met Margaret at the fair.
At the fair.
When he was live with us at the fair.
And
he just
she reminded me in my mind why you don't have kids when you're 51, why you have kids when you're 21, being you have as much energy as
exactly.
they do.
Exactly. He now corners the market on having two of the cutest girls, but having two of the best names. His new addition is Charlotte.
Yes.
I love that name.
I love it.
That is so cool.
Yep. Sounds like baby and mama are doing well.
Yep.
So
doing really good.
Maddie.
His wife, Erin, he said she's a rock star. Maddie, she's hanging around with you and all your pesticides. She's more than a rock star. Come on. But congrats to them. And that was awesome. I said, hey, we're going to have to get together. So we'll get together sometime soon. This was a really cool one today. We've been talking about this kind of, it's Women's Month and all the things that are out there. And here's an interesting thing that I did not know, and I can't believe that it hasn't been out there except for today. We all love our GPS devices, right? Whenever, you know, now they're in your truck, you're in their car, it's on your phone.
Right.
I mean, we're walking in Vegas with our phones out and not even having to ask anybody. It's just taking us, and it's giving us shortcuts.
Right.
It's telling us when the light's green.
Right.
The next time you think about your navigational system, the person that did that was Dr. Gladys West, who invented GPS technology. An African-American woman is the reason that we have GPS technology. Now, wow. on tribute to women and tribute to especially African-American women, why that's not a commercial, for GPS technology is
exactly.
beyond me. Stuff that you don't know. James Harden, I thought this was funny. James Harden forgot to file his paperwork in time, so now he has to go in front of the NBA board to see if they'll let him opt into his next contract that would have got him $47.6 million in pay for the Philadelphia 76ers. He missed his timeline.
Ha.
$47.6 million timeline.
I think I would have somebody on staff to help me remember that.
I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't leave it up to me to do that. We talked a little bit about viewership. 12 million more people watched the Super Bowl than did last year.
Yep, it was like 92 to 111 or
which
something
is,
like that.
Which is really strange because last year this wasn't a marquee matchup.
Excuse me, 98. Anyway, yes.
It wasn't. I mean, being in LA, I don't think that made it any more. Well, it made it more popular just because there's so many people in California. But
it was a good story with Burrow. I mean,
yeah,
it was
a good story.
Unlikely the comeback kid type thing. But I think there was so many people that just had a soft spot in their heart with, man, you were in Detroit a long time.
Yeah.
Go get him, buddy. I mean,
how much of it is that it was on NBC that. I mean, it wasn't on, I guess it's only going to be on ABC, CBS.
It's going to be on one of your main four.
I'm just trying to think how with the match. I mean, it was Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady last year. I mean, that's.
Maybe it was the fact that it was Pat Mahomes and Tom Brady. Everybody
just went. Eh.
It was the same. You get tired. You see Tom Brady all the time.
No, that could be true, too. Yeah. I thought it was really strange that.
Can I sidestep with funny you would say that.
Yes.
Okay. We've got for us locally 5, 8, 13, 17. It's going to be one of the main ones. It's going to be so that you could have just a good old and get up in fashion antenna and be able to watch the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Thursday night football. Where's Thursday night football going to be in 2022?
Amazon
Prime.
Yep.
Who do you think that is going to be a very, I think that's going to be a hurdle. I mean, NFL Network was a hurdle for a lot of people because they couldn't see their Thursday night games.
Man,
now you're going to a – I mean, that is a streamed network, 100%.
It is a stream, and it's not a cheap stream network. I mean, having Amazon Prime is not – I mean, it's not cable
right
expensive, but I couldn't imagine not having Amazon Prime just for everything that I use it for.
We initially got it for work because we get so much stuff, you know, from office equipment to whatever. We just get shipped in, so I've kind of been lumped in with that we have Amazon Prime. But
I think that it needs to – something needs to wake up ESPN, ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC and think it's not that – we're not just going to gravitate to you.
Right.
You need to do a better job.
Right.
And I think it – what Amazon Prime can do, they can put it out. They can put it out on a lot of different. I mean, they own bits and pieces of a lot of things. So I think they can put it out on a whole lot of different area. I know the AT&T. We got a new package when we got new phones, and we had the AT&T. It was AT&T cable, and now they've turned it back into DirecTV. DirecTV and AT&T. AT&T owns DirecTV now.
I don't know. That's why. Yeah. I've had DirecTV for a very long time just so I can make sure I get my NFL.
Yeah.
And they know that. And I pay a premium, and I'm okay with it.
Exactly. And I think you'll be surprised at how well it's going to be. Now, they have to figure out – it does matter for your first year that you have people that people want to tune in and listen to. I think after that, it gets – you know, they're so spread out now. I don't know who they get, but whoever Peyton Manning is going to make more money in his 4 years out of football than he made his whole career in football. He made a ton of money in football. I mean, listening to Peyton and Eli Manning is a big deal.
Oh, his endorsements, his stock goes through the roof when he makes an appearance on Saturday Night Live, Pete Sakes. I mean, it's everybody's like, oh, he's such a good boy. I would love to have a drink with him, I'd love to have dinner with him. But the whole Caesar commercials with the entire family, you know, Cooper is just a flipping hoot. Cooper, you're my favorite. I mean, I just love that. So
no, I agree. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens, but you know, they had to take Thursday night football for an in. Don't think that they're happy with just Thursday night football.
Oh no, I no, mean, no, they, no. They, and it's there's different ways they're looking at this, but like I said, even with you know, the NFL Network I watched every game I wanted to watch on my phone. Sign in with my provider or whatever, whether it was on NBC, whether it was on this, I was able to. We were at the camper or going, you know, or coming back from Cedar Rapids or something like that. I mean, I got everything on my phone, but it's just now you're starting to get a little bit off, you know, okay, I just figured out where NFL Network is, how I can get it. Now it's like, what? Prime? Do I got to go to my computer? Do I got to go to my phone? How can I get it on my TV? That type of stuff. It's a whole new thing, a round of things to learn.
It's going to be very interesting because you have ESPN has a lot of rights, Big 12, Big 10. For basketball, the pictures are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
The announcing's horrible. I mean, it is so bad, especially when they weren't even there. They're sitting in their homes calling a basketball game. That's just ludicrous. I'm beyond not even wanting to think about that. Yeah. That's happening.
Think about all the money they're saving on travel.
And it's ESPN you know, if you want to save some money or you know, don't, but then tell me that I don't have to pay as much for Disney and ESPN Plus.
Yeah, because that exactly.
Yeah, I mean that's the part that they are all killing us. All right, let's give me your opinion on we have 2 minutes. Give me your opinion on Ben Simmons, James Harden. Where do you fall? Where does the people that you've been talking to? You're getting into NBA stuff now, and
yes,
I like it.
I spent hours on a drive down to Branson with a very influential NBA analyst, my nephew. You know, Harden, he's not a factor. I mean, I thought both of them would kind of have that honeymoon moment talking to him, that that they were going to come out and start, you know, okay, great, we want to play again. We've got the not seeing it. You know, Harden, it's they're holding him back because, what was it, hamstring or whatever, yeah, and holding him back. But it's
I don't remember that. I have a story.
Right. But it's I still think between the two of them, even just as an outsider observing as I am and talking to more and more people, Harden's going to be the one that's going to make an impact before Simmons. He is an amazing player. Everything that I've read and I've seen and heard from it, but I just it's not clicking. The want isn't there.
Right. And I think that was I think behind the scenes in Philadelphia was worse than what people know.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's not that kind of kid that's going to – I mean,
the biggest thing that to look at with Harden is he is not a second fiddle guy, and he's going to have to be a second fiddle guy,
right?
And figure out how he's going to
see. My thing with James Harden now you've quit on multiple teams now,
yes,
to get your way out,
right?
And that seems to be the way to do it. And the fact that that's happening.
Oh, he's not the only one doing.
Oh no, no. But it's just, you know, you think you're. He's turning a corner and he goes right back,
right,
and does the same thing that he's been doing all along.
You don't have a lot of empathy for the I'm going to take my ball and go home mentality.
No. And, you know, that's of all the problems the NBA has, perception of being crybabies is getting to be pretty big. And that's not good for the league. You're listening. We're going to talk about that when we come back, and then I'll get scolded by Andrew
I'm
done.
Phones will be blown up pretty soon.
You're listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and I'll be back right after this.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Scene on Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Tuesday. As always, drive home safely. We want to get you home. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Check us out on Twitter. He is at ScottBrower_13. It's Mr. Scott Brower in with me today. I'm at Steen on Sports. Twitter is also at 1700 The Champ. Facebook at 1700 The Champ. This segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. Just a reminder, the bank will be closed Monday. It's President's Day. So banks are closed.
Yes, they are.
So there you go.
You better run and get your cash now, so I don't want you to be without it.
I had to ask my wife for a check today. I didn't even know. Do we have checks? I needed a check. I don't know what I needed to check for.
Need a lunch ticket? Yeah, what are you doing with the check?
I had a check.
All right.
They will take care of your personal, your business, your mortgage, your agriculture, your private banking, wealth management, insurance. They'll do it all. They'll do it old school, new school. It's kind of any way you want to have your banking taken care of. They are who you need taking care of it. Kind of get that at home feeling with Northwest Bank. And that's a good feeling when you're dealing with banking. Banking made easy matters. I mean, it really does. So commitment you can bank on. That is what they're known for. Northwest Bank, member FDIC. All right. You said you needed 2 minutes. I'm giving you 2 minutes. I'll give you as many minutes as you need. What's on your mind there, buddy?
We were talking about TV rights and all those different things. Mm-hmm. And I just got thinking about this. Are you, or will you,
okay,
I know we got Daytona coming up. We've got golf coming up. We've got all these different things where we can,
yes,
the NBA, you know, we won't talk about the MLB right now, but anyway. But there is a something that is going to resurface again here real soon.
Ooh.
And it's the USFL.
USFL.
Okay. Remember back in the 80s, we went through this, and now this one is more of a farm league, if you will.
Right.
To find the talent that didn't go to a college type of thing. First game is, they are saying, is going to be the 16th of April. Okay. There's 8 teams. And actually, it's kind of interesting because I was wondering who's going to show this? Where are you going to be able to find it? It's split up between Fox, NBC, FS1, and USA. 25% between them. So they're really, they're fishing it with dynamite on that one.
And they're trying to find where something like that can hit.
Right.
And that's important. You have to see where people are going to be willing to go out there and look at it. So,
right. Yeah. Well, and it's it's Birmingham, Alabama, Houston, Texas, New Orleans, Tampa, Michigan, New Jersey, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh. So obviously,
in places where it matters.
Yeah. But
football.
But West Coast isn't in it by any means. But this is, and it, to me, it looks like it's, let's keep this compact for travel, all these different things. This is the putting the proverbial toe in the water, if you will.
Right.
It's not the extreme league with Vince McMahon with the XFL, what that was.
And that hurt. The biggest thing that hurt that was him.
Right.
And that's
helped and hurt. I mean, it was a train wreck that you had to watch for a while.
His marketing brain works, but then his I'm the greatest in the whole, he's not, as much as he wants to be Don King, he's not Don King.
So with me saying that, are you going to give it a look?
You know what?
Just because we don't have any more football?
See, I probably, if you told me that they were going to have, no, I won't.
Okay.
And not because that's not my football time. If it's not college play, if it's not,
right.
Are they going to get a couple of people? I mean, I remember watching the Barnstormers and saying to myself, man, if you can play this, why wouldn't somebody give him a chance to let Kurt Warner play in the NFL? Hello.
Yeah, there's a movie out. You should see it. Yeah.
So I think it helps. It's gonna make it for the one reason, because everybody else that tried didn't have the NFL backing it, and now this has the NFL backing it to a certain extent.
Yeah. But I mean, it is gonna be interesting. What level of say quality of play is there going to be? What's the officiating going to be? It's 8 games in a 10-week season. It's going to be interesting. But
we need to change and see. That's when we were. I don't know what the last one was, XFL or whatever it was. But you had the referee. This is my big thing always.
Right.
You add somebody upstairs in the booth, part of the group, even if you. Even if you switch them every game, except for the head referee, you can't. But, and maybe you can't do that. Maybe you just leave him in that. But that's his thing.
Right.
And he has enough.
Add that extra eyes.
Yeah, add the extra eyes, and he has enough. They have enough trust in each other that if they make a bad call, all he has to do is push his button and say, hey, we were off on that one. We're going to review it, and I'm just going to tell you that we're going to change the call.
Do not grind the game to a halt, though.
Right. But you don't have to. I mean, it's grinding to a halt now. Having a bunch of, college football, it drives me crazy.
Right.
Because they're looking at a thing that's this big to try to make a play. I'm doing that with my hands right now, which makes absolutely no sense.
But, I mean,
it's a sandwich. It looks like a big sandwich is what they're looking into. And you're making decisions that are so important to these games by looking at that. All you need to do is have a guy upstairs that has all the stuff that is right there,
right.
And he gets to say yay or nay. By the time you get over to the sidelines to put the headphones on, he's already telling you where the ball is going to be, this is what it is, and done. But he has to be part of that crew.
Right.
And he has to be held to the same as that part of that crew.
But it's going to be interesting. I know I'm going to give it some sort of a watch, if you will, just to...
Tell me the cities again. Let's see if I pick one. Maybe I'll just pick a team now.
Birmingham, Alabama. It's the Birmingham Stallions, Houston Gamblers, New Orleans Breakers, Tampa Bay Bandits, Michigan Panthers, the New Jersey Generals, the Philadelphia Stars, and the Pittsburgh Maulers.
Wow.
And you go through.
See, that's like a lot of, that gets a little bit of the USFL old.
That it is, because the rights to it came with it.
Yeah.
Plus, it sounds like some roller derby teams, but other than that.
It's interesting. I not that I won't, but I mean, I wouldn't say it was must see TV. It depends on who they have playing.
Right.
If you have some people that have shots to play,
here's what I think it's going to be like, and not to stop you there, because I know you can. It's your show. You can throw me out. It's going to be like minor league baseball. Do you find yourself running to go home to watch the iCubs?
No.
on TV?
I do the iCubs if I can go to the iCubs.
Is it going to be in these towns? Is it going to be a, hey, we should go down to the USFL game? It's going to be big in these towns or in these cities, if you will. I think it's because obviously it's going to give you that football feel because you don't have football right now. But it's going to get a week. Let's go down, have a couple beers, have a hot dog, and watch some football.
Right. I mean, that's the key.
But their money is in the TV deals, obviously.
Right.
But
those teams.
It needs to be built from the ground up.
I agree. And it's so difficult to think, you know, the NFL is doing a lot of things that lead you to believe that if you had somebody that knew what they were doing, that you could come in.
Right.
I mean, there are so many things that they're doing wrong right now. Roger Goodell's doing wrong that, you know, you're messing with the golden egg and they think that you can't ever break the golden egg.
Right.
It's getting close where you have some of these that are getting ready to break the golden egg.
Right.
And one big one, Daniel Snyder, some people have been out there today that they think the owners are going to get together and say, hey, dude, you got to go.
I've heard rumor of Ross as well down in Miami.
Yeah, and that he, you know, there's enough people that Stephen Ross. There's enough people that will back Brian Flores on that particular thing that you were paying people and paying. I think that he paid, not only did he pay coaches, I think he paid players to not do well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not getting rid of owners like that and all the things that are going on and, you know, with everything that happened with the halftime show, you know, Colin Kaepernick's name come up again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we're at, where he was at when he was taking his stand and where we're at now is such different worlds. And the one part of Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter or any of that is it needs a spokesman that actually gets and understands it and wasn't about violence and wasn't about any of that other. It was Colin Kaepernick. He was peacefully doing something.
Right.
And now it's turned into something that is not peaceful, and it's not helping the cause. And the cause is well worth having help. And it drives me crazy that we can't distinguish between, you know, there's so many of us that are so pigheaded that, you know, you just can't look forward enough to do that. And I'm getting to an age where I try to look forward as much as I can.
Right, exactly.
So it just that part of that.
All right. Well, that got you off. Gave me my time
because
I
go.
Just
no,
I, it was
you
it was
always
one of those
can
things,
have your time.
It was one of those things that it's you know, somebody's trying something that has failed.
Yes,
they're trying it again. I mean, okay, what did you do different? What are you bringing to? I mean, dude, I got myself watching cornhole for an hour the other night on ESPN. I'm like, oh, that's a good throw. I mean,
I've watched
so
it too.
Obviously. There's a need to fill some voids, and if, you know, if it's good football, maybe that'll fill some voids.
You know what I wonder all the time when I'm watching that? I bet I'd be a really good cornhole player if I wasn't drinking all the time.
Yeah. So we're going to go with you're not a good cornhole player. But
no.
Anyway, you said you wanted to come back to James Harden and...
Well, quickly, I would have a harder time sometimes with James Harden than I would with Ben Simmons because we don't know everything that happened in Philadelphia. You just got Philadelphia's side because he just shut up.
Right.
And, you know, and trust me, my Philadelphia guys are going to hear this and they're going to just kill me that, you know, well, he quit on Philadelphia. Well, he didn't have any other way of doing it unless you do that. Not very many people are willing to give up the money to make a stand. I don't know what's going to happen with him. I just know that between the two of them, there's nobody else like James Harden in the league, and there's nobody else like Ben Simmons in the league.
Right.
And I want them to play, and because that's the fun.
I do too.
That's the
I want
fun
them to play
of
to their
the
ability.
NBA.
Yes.
Because you have so many people that you know. I had one on here today. This kid, I watched some of his highlights. His name is Josh Giddey. He's 6'9", he's a point guard, and he plays for the Thunder. He was the number 6 pick, didn't even know. He already, in his first 20 games, he had 100 assists and 100 rebounds. He scored 30 points in back-to-back games. He plays for the Thunder, so nobody even knows who he is. He's just tall, long hair. If you saw him, you would think that he was a surfer dude in California who went, wow, what am I doing here in Oklahoma City?
Right.
So there's a lot of cool, stories that are going on. Another one, and this one's driving me crazy because, you know, both of us love baseball. Yeah. So baseball, after two COVID years where they lost so much money because of all the things that were going on. So they're on strike. They're trying to blame the players. They're trying to do the same playbook that they always do. It's the players' fault. They're not here. They're not negotiating. So they came back to the negotiating table, and the first thing they did in the negotiating table was, yeah, we want to cut 90 minor league baseball players from the payroll, so you won't have those players anymore. And, yeah, by the way, we're going to drug test them all, even though they don't have contracts and are not being paid.
Are you talking the, what do they call it? It would affect the iCubs.
Right.
Because it was.
But a little lower than the iCubs, more
right.
A and double A.
Right.
But
it was
still.
Like 190 down to 150 or something like
that. So that's their thing. I'm not going to offer you any more money. We're not going to play any less games. We're not going to do. If I'm Major League Baseball players, I'm like, okay, listen. Once again, the owners have always won the PR battle. And I want the PR battle to be listen to who you're taking their side. You're taking billionaire owner's side against millionaire players because you're mad at the players because they get to play a game that you played for free. Well, you wouldn't have played the damn thing for free if you were as good as they were, and you'd be taking the money just as easy as they would. But you know what you can't be? A billionaire owner.
Okay, yeah, but you're doing the timeless battle of, yes, it's billionaires against,
but they win all the time. I don't want them to win.
To me, it's the chicken and the egg, though, dude. I mean, because if the owners didn't have the players, people wouldn't watch the game. If the players didn't have the owner, who's he gonna play for?
Steen and Scott Happy Hour. We go say, man, look how good you guys are.
Yeah.
Come play. We'll see how many people we can get here, and we'll play.
Yeah, and we're going to find a little field, and we're going to play the game, and we're going to give them each $20 bucks a piece and some Busch Light.
We're so mixed up in how – I mean, pitchers and catchers should have reported today.
I thought it was Monday.
They would have reported today.
Yes.
I don't think they could have started working out, but they all would have been all had to be down where they were supposed to be today.
Yes. Because we're running out of the 4 weeks before opening day, and
it is so upsetting some of the things that are happening in sports. It's just. You know, right now you have the PGA is worried because they think some of their players are going to go to Saudi Arabia because the PGA players are like, man, you guys are, I mean, we make a lot of money playing golf.
Phil came out and said that.
But you're making a lot of money off of us doing
it's the
what?
Same thing again. Dynamic.
It's crazy, and we just sit back and watch it all.
And we have one segment left.
We do have one segment left. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in. Happy Tuesday. Last segment today. Please drive home safely. You're listening to Steen on Sports, being brought to you by 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We're giving you sports your way every day, except for Saturdays and Sundays. And every once in a while, Wednesday in there.
We'll see. As we get bumped,
You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower, _13. Facebook at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. Want to take this time to thank our three sponsors, Northwest Bank, Laser Home Services, and BetMGM. It's great to have you in the program with us, and it's kind of cool. Got a couple more ready. They're getting ready to come on board. Can't wait. So quickly, we got a bunch of stuff to go through here. The Oscars last year. What was the guy's name? I was going to say it was Nathan Lane, but it's not Nathan Lane. He was just
Ricky Gervais.
Yes, Ricky. Yeah, he was ripping.
Yeah.
And they thought, well, you know, it was kind of too negative and it didn't fit their thing. So the Oscars this year, Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, and Wanda Sykes. They think that's going to be better.
Oh, Lord. No, they think that they're going to lean towards the humor they want to hear.
Right. So not making fun of all the people that actually go to these things.
Yes, put us back on the pedestals that we are worshipped at. Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, my goodness.
Not an Amy Schumer fan. Sorry.
I am not a Wanda Sykes fan either. And Regina Hall, I actually like Regina Hall.
Right.
So that part's good. This came from Alan Lazard. Huge fan of Alan's. Have been since watching him as an eighth grader.
Urbandale, right?
Yep. It's not energy efficient to be more focused or glorifying someone else's failure. You should do that with your own successes. He's a deep dude.
Wow.
He really is a deep dude. He's somebody I need to get him on. I need to have Zach send and have him on the show. I think he'd be really, really good. He is.
Yeah, do that on a Tuesday or Thursday. That'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. This I told you I was going to give you something that would make you happy.
Oh.
I saw today the first draft that didn't come out from some of the
Way too early drafts and stuff like that. Yeah.
But it was deep, a deep thinking one. Guess who the Miami Dolphins were taking at? I think they're at 29. Are they at 29? 28, 29?
Tyler Linderbaum.
No, he's gone already.
I know. He's going to go to, they're thinking Cincinnati.
Mr. Breece Hall of the Iowa State Cyclones. How happy would that make you be?
Wow. Well,
they need a running back.
Yeah, they
do. Yeah, they do.
They need a few other things, too.
Novak Djokovic today said that he will not have to play in any tournament. He's not playing in any tournaments that he has to have a vaccination status. I don't know if that's a big thing or a good thing or a bad thing. The next meeting for Major League and owners and players is not even on the docket yet. All right, put your thinking cap on.
Yes.
You have to pick one of these to start your team starting next year at wide receiver. Devontae Adams at age 30 and Cooper Kupp at age 28. Who you taking?
Cooper Kupp all day long, dude.
Yeah, I think I'd take Cooper Kupp too. I think Devontae Adams is really good, but that's one of those things that I don't know if one of the two of them are better. Either Aaron Rodgers makes Devontae Adams really good or Devontae Adams makes Aaron Rodgers look really good. And if you believe
Cooper Kupp makes Matthew Stafford look really good.
Really good. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was kind of a really, really crazy, crazy team. I agree with you. I totally agree with you that I think I would take Cooper Kupp too. This one really got me today. And sometimes I get a bash on businesses a little bit, just because
I'm listening.
Kroger grocery store.
Kroger. Yeah.
Their stock is up 36%. Their CEO got a 45% raise to $22 million a year. The average worker in the store is on food stamps. 63% can't pay their bills. 75% of the workers in the stores are food insecure. That's the first thing I've heard, food insecure. And their prices are up 18% in the grocery store.
Okay.
And I'm not saying this to bash businesses because there's a lot of great businesses out there. I do find it interesting that raising prices on food to cover cost of said food getting to your store is one thing. Raising prices on food in your store to get a 22% raise for your owner might be something a little different.
Okay, yes. Your scale does not seem to be in balance. So, yeah.
No, it's really funny, and I did that because you're a business owner. And
no, not a business owner. I run a business.
Yes.
Yet.
It's very... most business owners are very careful about public perception.
Absolutely.
There's just a ton of them that are not. Whoa. And that happens to be Kroger guy has a lot more things out there in La La Land that people.
I would have to do some research. To that. With all that information being out there, is Kroger's a publicly traded company?
I do believe it is.
So there's your why you're seeing everything.
Yep.
So they're
Hy-Vee publicly traded?
Publicly traded? No, they're
privately owned by Hy-Vee Corp.
They're employee owned. Good commercials. You should listen to them sometime.
Yeah, I just like to shop there.
I know. But the photos.
I like shopping at Fairway.
Your photos of your wife at Sam's Club in a in a line that was 300 deep.
Oh,
like,
my.
What did you need? But anyway, I digress. But back to, I'm not siding with the CEO of Kroger. I'm not siding with.
No.
There's again with these things, you got to hear all the facts. Yes, it sounds horrible. This rich guy up on the hill and his people can't even eat that are working for him. What does his package entail? It's probably not all the grocery store.
That's why my parents always thought I'd be a lawyer, because I would sit and argue with them. And by the time I was done arguing with them, I'd taken both sides.
Okay, first of all, what does a lawyer do?
Argues.
No, a lawyer practice, and you hate to practice.
I don't like to practice. Wow. You always bring that up. It's I don't like to practice either. So, but my kids still played hard.
Yes, they do.
Let's see. The Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Love or hate Dan Campbell. His team never quit and won some games at the end of the year.
Yep.
They have the number 2 pick, the number 32 pick, the number 34 pick, the 66th, the 97th, 176, 179, 218, 232, and 240. The Detroit Lions, if by happen chance is well run, could make a huge,
I like a huge
chance.
Dan Campbell, I like the coach.
I do too.
I've always said my heart bleeds for the Lions. I've always liked the organization. I mean, I felt horrible for Barry Sanders. You know,
the Bears have no picks. The Packers have no picks. The Minnesota Vikings have no first round picks, second round picks.
Okay, then how does the Detroit Lion organization get past the hump of the Bengals made it to the Super Bowl. I get it. I mean, it's going to take some change. I don't know that it's all right. We're going to do this hard nose, players coach, you know, blue collar feel, blah blah blah. Well, maybe the boys on the West Coast, you know, NFC West, the Mike McDaniel down in Miami. That's a different way to go with this.
It
you
is.
Know?
Is
what energy do we bring to Detroit to change it? You got a lot of opportunity coming up with all these draft picks. What do you do with it? What is going to change with management? What is going to change with ownership? Because that always seems to be an anchor with Detroit.
It does. I agree with that. And that's, you know, you have so many of these teams. They said the five poorest teams with draft capital are the Seahawks, the Bears, the Colts, the 49ers, and the Rams. And all of them need things, right. And they don't have. I mean, they've and the Packers are right there too.
The Seahawks would be smart when they trade away Russell Wilson and get some picks there.
And I think that I do believe very much so that they're going to do that.
Right.
You know, and that's the toughest thing for, you know, Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers to come back to Green Bay and play. The one thing that I can't see how they get is to get Davante Adams to come back with him, because he wants too much money.
Well,
Davante Adams wants that check.
He wants a ring, and he'll go wherever.
Right.
If they think they can do what they did with, going to Tampa Bay, you know, it worked for Peyton Manning going there. I mean, if wherever Aaron goes, there's a pretty good chance they're going to take that team to the Super Bowl. He wants to be a part of it to get paid, get that ring.
Right, and that's going to be the key thing. Thank you for coming in today. We'll see you again on Thursday.
I'll see you on Happy Hour Thursday.
There you go. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. See you tomorrow.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.